Revelation. Thereafter, along with all the leaders of the heavenly planets, Indra, the king of heaven, placed Lord Vamanadeva before him and, with the approval of Lord Brahma, brought him to the heavenly planet in a celestial airplane. 25. Prapya Tri Bhuvanam Chindra Upendra Bhujapalitaha Shriya Paramaya Jushto Mumude Gata Sadvasaha. Indra, king of heaven, being protected by the arms of Vamanadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus regained his rule of the three worlds and was reinstated in his own position, supremely opulent, fearless, and fully satisfied. Brahma Sharva Kumarascha Prigvadya Munayomrapa Pitara Sarva Bhutani Siddha Vaimanikascha Ye Sumahat Karma Tad Vishnor Gayanta Param Adbhutam Vishnani Swani Tejagmur Aditim Cha Shushashnire Shushangshire. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Kartikeya, Lord, the great sage Bhrigu, other saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, and other living entities present, including the inhabitants of Siddhaloka, and living entities who travel in outer space by airplane, all glorified the uncommon activities of Lord Vamanadeva. O King, while chanting about and glorifying the Lord, they returned to their respective heavenly planets. They also praised the position of Aditi. Sarvametan mayakyatam bhavata kulanandana urukramasya charitam shrutrinam aghamochanam. O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. Magyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitamena tasmai shri gurave namaha. For this last verse we read, this is the Phala Shruti. Phala Shruti means, Phala means fruit, and Shruti means to hear. So this is the fruit of hearing this pastime, Shrotrinam Aghamochanam. It destroys all of one's sins. There are other Phala Shrutis, different sections of the Bhagavatam. I looked up just a few of them. This one is in the first canto. Comes at the end of the list of the incarnations of the Lord. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. This one is after Lord Varaha's pastimes. If one hears and describes in a devotional service attitude this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord who is within the heart of everyone is very pleased. So we've already heard a few different fruits: destroying sins, relief from miseries, pleasing the Lord. This one is after Prithu Maharaj's pastimes. Whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants, and describes the history of Maharaj Prithu's activities will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat by which one can cross the ocean of nations. And then finally, this is at the end of the 10th canto, after Krishna's pastimes. By regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda with ever-increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane homes and took to the forest. So I wanted to mention something about the very end of this pastime that we read the other day. I thought it was interesting, this exchange that took place Lord Vamanadeva and Shukracharya were conversing. And Lord Vamanadeva asked Shukracharya what discrepancies were there in Bali Maharaj's execution of sacrifice, because he was performing a sacrifice. So Vamanadeva was saying that you're punishing him, you cursed him, because he did something wrong in the sacrifice. So what did he do wrong? So the answer was, Shukracharya answered, actually he didn't do anything wrong. Because even if there were some discrepancies, anu sankirtanam tava, if your kirtan is there, glorification of you, then all the discrepancies are taken care of. But then, right after that, it says, to carry out the order of the Lord, Shukracharya went back and fixed all the discrepancies in the sacrifice. He actually completed the sacrifice. So it's almost as if first he took it as a rhetorical question. Vamanadeva was asking, well, what was wrong? And he said, well, actually, there was nothing wrong. In other words, Vamanadeva wanted him to point that out, that there was nothing wrong. But now he's taking it that, well, he really was asking me what was wrong. So now I have to fix it. So that was his mood. It says here in the verse that on his order, on his request, something like that, he went back and he fixed all the discrepancies, whatever was there. So we heard about the different priests and so on. So he corrected everything that was going on. So the main thing I wanted to speak about today was this Phala Shruti, the results of hearing Krishna Katha. This is a very important topic for us. There are so many verses in the Bhagavatam and other places that describe the glories of Krishna Katha, hearing the pastimes of the Lord. I've always felt that one of the most important sections of the Bhagavatam, this is also shown by how often Prabhupada quoted it, was the second chapter of the first canto. It's about devotional service specifically, and of course, devotional service is what this is all about. But it spells it out very clearly there, and there's a very interesting progression of verses. I have here the BBT Prabhupada Shloka book. So these are, they accumulated the verses that Prabhupada liked to quote. So we see that practically all the first half, at least, of the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is here, one verse after the other. And I kept looking at it, and I think, well, this makes a nice little package. And I thought, well, maybe this verse needs to be included in the package too, and maybe this one too. And I kept going back and back. But because it's the whole progression of verses is quite nice, but I'll have to find some place to start. So we're talking about here hearing, especially hearing Krishna Katha, or hearing and reciting Krishna Katha, what effect that has. Well, first of all, after this is text number 14, Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha jaya pujascha nityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, it says one, therefore, because previous to this it says Vasudeva, bhakti to Vasudeva is the highest thing, and whatever we do in life, we're meant to please Vasudeva. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of his devotees. So this verse, of course, mentions Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha, hearing and chanting. So that's what you should do. It's already pointed out in previous verses. The purpose of human life is not sense gratification. The purpose of your dharma, dharmasya yapavargyasya, nartortayapakalpate. One time Srila Prabhupada was pressed by this Professor Hopkins. He had a conversation with Professor Hopkins. He was a kind of a friend of the movement. He met the devotees way, way back in the early days at 26 Second Avenue. So when he met with Prabhupada, he asked him, essentially his question was, what's the most important verse? Or can you give me one verse that really kind of sums it all up? And Prabhupada, first he kind of brushed it aside. There are so many verses, he said. And the professor kept pressing him. So finally, with the verse that Prabhupada quoted was this, dharmasya yapavargasya nartotayapakalpate. It says there that your occupation should not be just for making your livelihood and sense gratification. We know that the general progression is dharma. After dharma comes artha. You do your occupation because you want to make money. And what is that are to use for? Comma, sense gratification. So this is a general progression. So the Bhagavatam is quite revolutionary because it says, no, dharma is for apavarga. Dharma, artha, karma, moksha. Dharma is actually for the moksha. It's not for the things in between. It's for liberation. So this is the verse that Prabhupada pointed out. This is a very important point being made here. That's the Bhagavatam. It says, everything you do is meant for liberation. So here we're hearing, how do you get liberation? By Vasudeva Bhakti, by devotion to Vasudeva. Jnana Vairagya. You get knowledge and you get renunciation. You get, of course, ultimate renunciation. You leave this material world completely. So here it said, therefore, you should always hear Krishna Katha, because that's how you get that Vasudeva Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. So then this next verse, I have always liked this verse. Yadanu dhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? So our problem in life is that we're caught up in karma. We're bound up. We don't have liberation. The opposite of liberation is karma bandha, the knots of karma. There's no freedom. We're bound by karma. It's like you make a knot on top of a knot on top of a knot on top of a knot, and you can't get the thing out. After a while, what do? You just cut it. Say, all right, I'm just going to cut this out because I'm never going to get this knot untied. So this is the idea. Yadanudhyasina. Anudhyasina means meditation, fixing your mind on the pastimes of the Lord, the glories of the Lord. Karma granti nibandhanam. It cuts that knot of karma. Anudhyasina means sword. So anudhyasina means the sword of meditation. That meditation on the pastimes of the Lord is like a sword that cuts that knot. So therefore, the last line here says, kona kuryat katharatim. Therefore, who will not listen to Krishna Katha? Because listening to Krishna Katha is meditation. Who will reject Krishna Katha? Because that meditation is the sword that will cut the bondage of material existence. So then, Sushushro Sharadana Sya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevana. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So the previous verse says, who will not hear, basically. And this one says, you have to get an affinity somehow for hearing. If you don't want to hear, there's some problem. How do you get rid of that problem? How do you solve that problem of not having Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, for having no taste for Krishna Katha, which is your salvation? Well, you do it by Punya Tirtha Nishevana, by serving the pure devotees of the Lord. That's how you get it. Shushusho Shradhanasya. You get to the point of hearing with great care and attention and getting, you hear with great care and attention from the pure devotees, that brings you to the point of actually getting a taste for it. Vasudeva Kataruchi. Then Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantakstu Yubhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from his heart, from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this is the result. When you get that Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, when you get that taste for hearing about Krishna, Srinvatam Swakata, this Prabhupada translates Srinvatam as having developed the urge to hear. Swakata Krishna, Krishna Katha. You know there are two kinds of Krishna Katha. The Katha that Krishna speaks, Krishna's own words, and words about Krishna. So we have to get an attraction to those. So when you get an attraction to those, Punya Shravana Kirtana, these words in themselves, Krishna Katha in itself, has the power to transform. Virtuous, the word here is used, virtuous. I heard one time a devotee, actually it was Ravindra Sarup, he says if you look at the etymology of this word, you'll see that that's contained in it. That it's the idea that it's not just a matter of doing something good, but that doing something good actually transforms you. It makes you a better person. Changes you. So this is the idea of virtue. It actually changes your character. So hearing Krishna Katha transforms our character. It has that power to transform our character. And that comes when you have it, when you get a taste for it. So then the next verse, very famous, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Yutima Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Therefore you have to practice hearing Krishna Katha. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nitya, of course, the word nitya can mean eternal, but nitya also means regularly, every day. Nityam, what are you supposed to do every day? Bhagavata Sevaya. So this, naturally, Prabhupada translates in two different ways, because Bhagavat can mean Srimad Bhagavatam, but Bhagavat also means Mahabhagavat, it means a devotee. Actually, Bhagavat means anything related to Bhagavan. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is about Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bhagavata Sevaya means to serve the devotee or to serve the Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Sevaya. How do you serve the Bhagavatam? You listen to it. You accept it. Grinanti. You accept the message. And you also repeat the message. These are all ways of serving the Bhagavatam. And you live by the Bhagavatam, of course. This is Bhagavata Seva. So Prabhupada, of course, in his translation, he says, by regularly attending classes on the Bhagavatam. And by rendering service to pure devotees. So these two things, these are Bhagavata Sevaya. So what happens, it says here, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, it says. Nashta praeshu apadreshu. Nashta means to be destroyed, to destroy. But praeshu means generally, in general, when everything is destroyed. Abhadreshu means all the bad things in your heart. You're being transformed. So when almost all the bad things are gone, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Naishtiki means nishta. I think it's fair to say that this could correspond to the level of nishta in the steps from adoshadha, tatusadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, so up to nishta. So what is the stage of nishta? Means you're almost completely pure. But we know there's more after that. Ruchi actually comes after that. Real ruchi. Then bhava and prema. So, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. That kind of fixed devotional service. When you're not turning back. You're there. Full conviction. Then that comes by this. Bhagavata. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and serving the pure devotee. So then what happens from that? So we see there's this progression that's going on here. Tadara jastamo bhava kama lobha dayashchaye cheta etera na vidham stitam sattve prasidati. As long as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, so this irrevocable, so this is can't be revoked. This is naishtiki bhakti. Can't be revoked. You're not going to take it away. When that's established, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance. Tada means at that time, rajastamo bhava. Your bhava, which is your attitude, your what you are, your feelings, your mood, your mode, bhava. Tado rajastama, usually, for an ordinary living entity who's not undergoing this process, our bhava is infested with rajagun and tamagun, modes of ignorance and passion. That's what's inspiring us. That's what's inspiring our desires. That's what's pushing us forward. The influence. And what is the influence of those? Kama lobha adayashchaya. So kama lobha adaya means and so on. Kama means lust. Loba, greed. So kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, all these things, madness, illusion, envy, all of these things, kama, lobha, they all come from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion. Cheta etaranavidham stitam satte prasidati. They lose their influence. There's a nice verse in Kapiladeva speaks. Prakatim cha hatojasam. You come to the stage, jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena chatmana paripasyat vasitana. Get the third line. Prakatim cha hatojasam. When you're fixed up in knowledge and renunciation through the practice of devotion, then the material energy acts less powerfully on you. You know it's acting powerfully on us now. So there comes a stage where there's some relief from that. When you're bhakti or bhavati naishtiki, when you have real fixed devotion, then the modes of material nature, they start to lose their influence on you. So what happens at that stage? In other words, it's washing away the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion. Then evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. That's established in the mode of unalloyed goodness. So the modes of passion and ignorance go away and there's just goodness left. The man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in a stage of liberation from material association. So this is really where you get knowledge. When the modes of ignorance and passion are no longer influencing you, when you're in a mode of goodness, then Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, you get realized knowledge of Bhagavat Tattva, the truth of God. It's not, no longer is it hazy or do you have any doubts about it. It's real. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. Mukta sangasya chayate. You get that when you're liberated. When you're liberated from the influence of passion and ignorance, then you get real self-realization. Then it's Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. And finally, this is more or less the end of this section, next verse. Bhidyate ridaya grantish chidyante sarva sangshaya. Kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced. So we're going back to the knot in the heart. Hridaya granti. Here it's hridaya granti. Knot in the heart. We had the knot of karma before. Karma granti. Now we have hridaya granti. The knot in the heart. Of course, Rishabhdev, he says that knot in the heart is pungsastriya mituni bhava metam tayor mito hridaya granti mahu. That it comes from the attraction of the sexes. From that, everything else grows. Home and land and children and dogs and cats and everything. Mortgage payments. And it all expands out of that. Hridaya granti. So if you're trying to get mukti, you have to cut that also. So vidyate hridaya grantis. These are the results. I should read that. The last line is drishta evatmanishvare. In a stage of self-realization, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, which understanding God, also means understanding ourselves. Prabhupada makes this wonderful, it gives this wonderful example in the Nectar Devotion. I think it's maybe in the preface or introduction, where he says that you can't see yourself until you see God, or you can't know yourself until you know God, in the same way that you can't see yourself in the morning until you see the sun. Until the light of the sun is there, you can't see yourself. So until you understand God, you can't really understand yourself because you don't exist independent of God. How can you understand yourself unless you know that you're part of God? So drishta evatmanishvare means to understand oneself as the master, literally is what it means. So the jiva is a master in a certain sense. It's above lower aspects, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And because it's connected with Krishna, it shares somewhat in the Ishvara Tattva. So when you understand yourself, or the soul, basically when you're self-realized, this is what happens. When you're self-realized and God-realized, then the knot in the heart that keeps you attached to all the things of this world, that gets cut. Chidyante sarva sangshaya. And all doubts are destroyed. Sarva sangshaya. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, if you hear from me, Then you'll understand this and all your doubts will be removed. So that stage we can actually come to, no more doubt. Then chiyante chasya karmani, all your karma, the chain of fruitive actions is cut. The chain is broken. Karma is such a difficult thing, you can't escape it. Anadi karma phale paribhavarana vajali. Paripari nadeki upai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, this karma is endless. And he said, I don't see any way to get out of it. It has no beginning, it just keeps going on and on. And I'm wasting my life here trying to escape it, but I don't know how to do it. So this is how you do it. Of course, he knows how to do it. The karmi doesn't know how to do it, how to escape it. This is how you escape it. This is how you break the chain. Otherwise, it just one thing leads to another, and you can't stop. You can't stop your forward motion impelled by the law of karma. So you have to cut it. You have to break the chain. And this is how it's done, by hearing Krishna Katha. So this is the power. I started the class by describing some of the Pala Shruti, the result of hearing Krishna Katha. So this is really it. It gives everything. It gives self-realization. It gives Krishna consciousness. It gives full liberation. It gives love for God. All of these things. These are the power. Therefore, the other day it came up in class as Ramananda Roy was talking with Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was asking him what the goal of life is, the purpose of life. So he quoted Varnashram, and Lord Chaitanya said no. But when he got to, he said, actually, if you just hear, Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. He quoted Lord Brahma's prayer from the 14th canto. Lord Brahma's glorifying Lord Krishna. And essentially, in that prayer, it says, no matter what situation one is in, if one hears Krishna Katha from the self-realized souls, then one will be able to conquer me. So what's an important part of that verse is stane stita. It says you can stay in whatever situation you're in. It doesn't say that you have to go off to the Himalayas and leave everything. Because you may think that way. Well, if this material world, this is all Maya, this is, everything here is Maya, I had to escape it, run away. But this verse actually says, no, stane stita, stay wherever you are, hear about Krishna. That will purify your heart. You'll be able to conquer the unconquerable by that. So this is the amazing power of Krishna Katha, and this is why we come together every day to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's order. So I'll stop here, and I'll just read the last verse one more time. O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty. I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. Any questions or comments? Dan Mohan left, so we don't have any questions. Madam Ati?
So it seems like those Palashuti are, somewhat as if for materialistic people, it says that you'll be free from all miseries, although we do hear that hearing what it does is actually takes away, everything. But so I'm assuming that Vyasadeva is thinking that, although it is for Nimrasaranam, the Bhagavatam, but the materialist people will also read it, and therefore for their benefit,
I think that's a good point. We see that the full Shrutis that I read were all pretty Krishna conscious, you might say. But sometimes it says you'll be able to conquer your enemies or those kinds of things. So why would that be there in the Bhagavatam? So Manmati is making a point because Vyasadeva is understanding that it's, even though the Bhagavatam is meant for the highest devotees, the Paramahamsas, other people are going to read it, and everyone should read it. If you're not a Paramahamsa, you still should read it. So you might need some encouragement if you're on that lower level with a little enticement in these other ways. There's a place in the 10th canto where it says that the enticements in the Vedic scriptures for promotion to heavenly planets and these kinds of things, they're like offering a piece of candy to a child to get the child to take medicine. That example is used there. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So that's the idea that's sometimes the Pala Shruti is sounds a little materialistic. So that's because not everyone is able to grasp the highest thing. So you have to lead them along a little bit with offers of temporary rewards. So we find some of that even in the Bhagavatam. Although it's very plain to see that the overriding Phalashruti of the Bhagavatam is devotional service to Krishna. That's what you're going to get, Krishna Prema. And that's really what you should be aspiring for. Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.